Psalm 149, 1 through 5. That's our psalm today as we continue our journey through the book of Psalms. This is a praise psalm, and it begins with that Hebrew word hallelujah in English, praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of his faithful people. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let his faithful people rejoice in this honor and sing for joy on their beds. So praise is not mumbled with eyes cast down. It's shouted with eyes raised. Praise does not get bored with worn-out lyrics that lose their meaning with conditioned repetition. Honoring God should be fresh and it should be new. Rejoice in the Lord, your Maker, the eternal King, this psalm says. Praise does not normally radiate from a hands-in-the-pocket stance. It usually involves bodily expression. Maybe it's an uplifted hand or even two. Maybe it's with some movement to demonstrate that you're alive. For sure, praise is accompanied by music, even loud music with percussion and strings and horns. The psalmist says, praise your Maker, the eternal King. Praise is founded on a theological truth. God takes delight in you. He loves you so much that he sent his Son to pay the penalty for your sin. And when you humble yourself before him, he personally places a crown of victory on your head. When you know that God is on your side, you can go to bed still singing songs. You can rejoice in the Lord your Maker, the eternal King. Father, help me praise you with everything I have. Help me to get just as excited about you as I do my favorite sports team. Help me to rejoice in you through all things. You are my Maker, my eternal King. In Jesus' name, amen.